Geothermal energy. Geothermal energy is cost-effective, reliable, substantial, and environmentally friendly. It has historically been limited by the areas near tectonic plate boundaries. The tectonic plate boundaries are plates that move around and crash into each other and form the continents. People may ask, how does geothermal energy work? The principle of this energy is the sun. The ground beneath our feet is heated by the sun on a daily basis. However, it is also a great insulator, so it retains a vast amount of this heat and the stored energy. The idea is that run pipes through a fairly large area of the ground several feet down where the temperature is most consistent. Then water passes through the pipes, heating it. The primary use of geothermal energy is heating, as regular temperature can be achieved constantly with little variations depending on the time of the year. It can also be used over large areas to provide hot water, but this needs more time in the ground. And also more land and more piping. Because of the initial cost, need, and space for geothermal energy, it is not widely used. It is becoming more popular in single builds. However, it cannot provide an efficient method for providing heat for buildings such as apartments and new building housing estates. Throughout the district, heating system or individual heating through pipes and pillings systems in homes in the near future, but hopefully it could be a new way to provide all heat in the near future. In the western United States and in other places around the world, geothermal energy produces electricity in large power plants. Today, geothermal energy provides about 5% of California's electricity and 25% of El Salvador's. In Idaho and Iceland, geothermal energy is used to warm buildings and for other applications. In thousands of homes and buildings across the United States, geothermal heat pumps used in steady temperatures just underground to heat and cool buildings cleanly and inexpensively.